So the great Dale Jones now joins us on the program. I bow my head. You better bow your head when you saith, nameth, coacheth, joneseth. I welcome you in, Coach Jones. Dale Jones, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
God, it's always good to hear your voice. Check you out, man.
Well, I appreciate it.
How you been this summer, man?
Good. Just enjoyed the summer and ready to get after get the season going.
You guys came, and we know this here, so close last year to getting a win over a Southeastern Conference team. And there was a recent tweet out by, I think, one of the Georgia players talking about how it ain't going to happen this year on their watch or whatever it was. But I want you to tell me, Coach, what you guys learned and the kids that are back this year from that Tennessee experience. Because you almost, in a way, you could make the case, you almost kind of let one slip away last year in Neyland Stadium. You guys kind of had that game.
Well, we did. But in the same token, you know, they made the plays there at the end and deserved to win. I mean, that's, you know, you had played for 60 minutes and we didn't finish. And, you know, a couple things, you know, the fumble just went their way a couple times. And then, you know, there's a couple things, if it went our way, we knew we had to be perfect to win. And, you know, we'd have to get some of those lucky bounces and just didn't go our way.
You guys get great shots this year in the big time with Georgia and Wake Forest. What does it mean to your kids to play these teams that are in these Power 5 leagues? Do your kids get extra charged up for those opportunities?
Well, I think you know, it's an opportunity to show what you're made of. And I think our guys, you know, expect it. They know every year we're going to go play somebody that's a pretty good football team.
Yep.
Gives you an opportunity, and that's all you're asking for. And see where you measure up against the Power 5 team. And, you know, and that's for us is to just keep adding, trying to get better and better at in our program. So, you know, for us, it's just, you know, just keep getting, trying to get better and better. And one day we'll get that win. And you know, it'll just make our program more and more special.
Hey, Dale, I got a buddy that played at Georgia, and he's pretty concerned about their offensive line. From what you've seen, is he right to be concerned about their offensive line?
Well, I think that's probably their weakest spot, no doubt. I think that, you know, there's no question the running backs are outstanding. Up front, I think they got good tight ends, decent receivers, probably, you know, there's probably other ones in the SEC are better, but not saying that they're not really good. But offensive line, I think that's our best matchup.
So how do you guys exploit that? Because last year against Tennessee, conventional wisdom held that Tennessee was going to shove you guys off all over the field. The opposite kind of happened. At times, you guys were shoving Tennessee all over the field offensively. And then defensively, your guys were really playing, hitting, staying in there, played pretty physical football while undermanned. Could the same thing happen here? Are the same ingredients there in this ball game to duplicate that against Georgia?
Well, I think we have a chance to play well against them, to be honest with you. I think we match up. The things that they do offensively, you know, kind of match up with what we do defensively. You know, we're a little different than the odd teams that you see that LSU and those guys are running. So it's a look that you don't see a lot. So that in itself really helps us. And we play with, you know, smaller guys up front, but we're so much quicker. Mm-hmm. So we like the fact that we're going against big guys that don't move. They're used to, you know, playing big guys. So it makes it difficult for those guys to stay with us slanting and doing the things that we do. just creates problems for them.
You know, back to Georgia's offensive line, is that how you win those matchups, hopefully on your side, with their quickness?
Well, there's no question. You know, when hopefully when you turn on the film, one thing you're going to say, App State can run, and they're quick. And, you know, we're not as big as most people, but, you know, our speed overall is fast. And that's the key. That's what we build our defense on. And, you know, we try to exploit our opportunities, and usually that's going against offensive line. So that gives us a, an edge. Now, you know, you still got to go play hard, and you got to try to outplay the guys physically. And, that's what our guys are going to try to do.
Is there any particular, at facet of this game that worries you from your end?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Is there any particular facet or aspect of this game as you guys get ready for it that really worries you guys?
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, you know, I can't speak for the offense. I know they're great defensively, and there's things that, you know, they do really, really well. Mm-hmm. You just got to try to, you know, you got to try to minimize the situations that you get in. You know, we can't get in offensively. You can't get in third and long where they can tee off on you. You got to control the game. Just, you know, when you look at how you win a football game, field position, turnovers, those things play out to a T, especially when you're going against a team that's, you know, that's physically or better than you. So you got to find a way. You got to win, you know, the game of football, I mean, or the game of inches or the hitting yards and that type of thing.
Does the game last year, does it help your kids, or the fact that you come so close and lose that game and then have that stage against Miami last year? And you guys just didn't play well in that Miami game. Let's just kind of call it what it is. I mean, it just wasn't one of your days, and that happens in sports.
Right.
Being on those two stages last year, is that almost a kind of a detrimental, or is it good for your kids to have had that experience last year?
There's no question. I mean, every time you have an opportunity, you learn something.
Mm.
And a lot of times when through a loss, you learn more. Just because you accept more, you expect, you know, as coaches and players, you accept more responsibility that what you should have done or could have done, and how to do things better. You know, when you win, you know, you sometimes you overlook the things that you should have done better. So, you know, for us, it's always a learning experience, and for the players, you know, just the opportunity and get better each week, and no matter who you're playing, you know, always getting ready for that. That didn't happen in Miami, and you know, we just didn't play as well as we played the rest of the year or we played beforehand.
No, because you go out after that, you win your league. In fact, conventional wisdom held that you guys, it was going to take you several years to get up to speed in your league. You've won 21 games over the past two seasons. Some prognosticators are saying that you guys have what it takes to have a double-digit win team again, and now they're wondering when the Sun Belt is going to catch up to y'all rather than the other way around. Did you guys expect to take off and fly when you went up in levels in the Sun Belt?
Well, we knew what we had. We knew that, you know, the base of our program, you know, that what Coach Moore had established here for years works. And the thing about it is that, you know, we redshirted a lot of kids, to develop, to try to get us to them. And that was our way. Instead of trying to go in and get a bunch of those and trying to quick fix everything, we did it what we knew how, and that was take your lumps early and get your guys in place, and basically just do it the right way.
Dale Jones joining. We talk about his App State guys who get ready to start the weekend off, and in a fast approaching opener with Georgia. For you guys, Dale, fast summer, slow summer with your veteran ball club, what was it?
Well, it went pretty fast. I mean, our kids are here working out all summer, so just like everybody nowadays. So for us, though, it just seems like it got here pretty quick. And as coaches, and I guess there's so many positive things that going on, and you want to be a part of it. So you probably rush time a little bit instead of just enjoying the summer. We're ready to get going, coaching football, and players get ready to play some football.
That's an absolutely beautiful and special place, and it's a gorgeous atmosphere. It's a tremendous fan base. I was thrilled that Miami went up there and played with you guys last year and played in that building, and Mark Richt engaged. What was that experience like for you to have them come to that campus?
Well, being here for 22 years, I could see the program, the facilities and everything's, they just explode, winning the national championships and the notoriety. And it's just, just being part of something that you keep building, and, the things that we got set for the future, the new end zone that we're going to start working on in the next year or so. So it's just an exciting place. And, it's kind of neat that you start from, a small program and you just keep building it. It's something you want to be a part of.
It's kind of ironic. You guys get Georgia this weekend. Tennessee gets Georgia Tech. I know you love the Volunteers. Tell the living listener about how closely you follow the Vols during the season. Because a couple years ago when you first told me this, I didn't believe you until we got to know you a little bit. And I'm like, man, this guy really does follow the Volunteers while the season's going on.
Oh, there's no question. I'm a Vol at heart and always will be. And it's important for me. It's my school and the place I love. So, I try to do everything I can when I get an opportunity to go back and watch. I'm definitely going to be there rooting them on. So, for me, it's just, it's an honor to still be a part, as a former player and, cheering on the Volunteers.
Brian, the Beast Hartman has a question for you along those lines. Go ahead, Brian.
Have you ever had to, I don't know at this level or at lower level, but have you ever had to defend an offense that looks like Georgia Tech? And what do you do? What is your chief game plan if you have to do so?
To be honest with you, we have faced that offense forever. So Georgia Southern to Paul. Paul was in our league forever, so we went against him all the time. I think the key to it is more and more we played it, and we played against it and won quite a few times against the guys. So the thing that people don't understand, when you draw it up on paper, it looks like, okay, we've got numbers, we match up. But the problem is they find a way. You've got to find, they have the little slot backs. So what you got to, the key to it is you got to get a guy inside and outside. The only problem is you're sitting there, and if they can figure out, you've got 11 guys. So you have six on one side, five on the other. So you got to find a way to cheat to get to that five man side. So that's the key. And, as coaches, what looks good on paper doesn't always work. You just got to find a way to match the numbers.
And so
that makes sense.
Well, yeah. Is there any particular player on the field more important than the other? And I ask you that because Tennessee is missing a middle linebacker in this game now due to injury. You never want that to happen late in camp. They have a guy there in Colton Jumper who, can play some football, but he's certainly not to the level that a Kirkland athletically brings to the table. And then there are other questions, big question marks for Tennessee in the linebacking core. How important are the linebackers when it comes to stopping what Paul Johnson's going to try and do on Monday night?
Well, the key to it, you've got to be well disciplined. I can't say that it's just having greater players. That doesn't always work. You got to have guys that are very disciplined and read their keys, and their keys will take them to the next responsibility. And that's the key to all of it. And it's really, it's everybody. There's not like one place that, you know, they're going to take advantage of. It's a scheme more than anything else. And you've got to play the scheme, the proper way. And that is read your keys and being right. And, I think that's the key to it. It's not always having a better athlete here or there. It's being able to do what you're asked to do from your coaches.
Mm. So the cerebral kid, the kid that's going to stay at home, not get sucked in by what they're trying to do, many times can be successful there. How important is tackle play against that offense? Because I have people tell me if you've got great tackle play, you can disrupt what they're trying to do before it even gets started. Is that true?
It's true to a point, but you got to remember, those guys have been doing it for a long, long time. They've got ways to handle the guys inside. They have different schemes where, you know, the tackle come down and post the on the, three technique, and the guard goes out. So there's all, you got to understand all those different schemes. And like I was saying, if you do that and the kids understand what they're getting, they can make a big difference. But if you're getting those schemes and you're out of control, you can also hurt the team.
Based on what you saw from Tennessee last year, and obviously nobody wants to see the Vols go out the way they did, the game at South Carolina, the way they gained the game with Vanderbilt, but much of the same personnel is back this year. Are you concerned as a Tennessee fan just thinking about this Georgia Tech matchup?
Well, I mean, you should always be concerned when you're going to play an option team, just because it's, it's kind of like our defense. Nobody sees our defense until, you know, they have to play us. So it makes it a little difficult. Same thing when you're going against an option team. There's so many different sets, so many different ways they can line up. You have to be, you have to understand the whole concept. You know, I think that's the key where how good Tennessee's going to play this year against them. It's something they haven't seen much of, and, you know, except just practice, basically. Probably worked some during the spring, I'm sure they did, but that's the key to it is, you know, how well, how much, and a good thing, they have had quite a bit of time to work on it. It's not like you going into it with 4 days and you got to be ready to play it.
Dale Jones joining. App State takes on Georgia Saturday in a ball game that I will be full-throatedly cheering for App State. Make no mistake about it, and I know you will too. Tennessee, of course, with Georgia Tech on Monday night, as we've shifted our focus here in the conversation to that. But, Dale, you being a member of the Tennessee family might agree with this. We've done a historical retrospective this summer, and I'd love to grab you for one of these things and do one on you, your career, your life. But we call it Gate 21. We also do one on the losses that are really hard to get out of your mind, and they become a part of you, which we're calling Vol Scars. One of the things that's come up this summer, though, is that when Tennessee has seen this defense in the past, it doesn't matter what the era is, they've struggled with it. And you guys kind of had your struggles with that defense when you saw it, even as a player. Do you agree with that? And why do you think it is historically Tennessee just has seemed to struggle with that offense?
Well, number one, you know, it's unlike here at Appalachia State. We faced it two or three times a year when we were at 1AA. So we spent our time working on the understanding of what they're trying to accomplish, how it works, that type of thing. Well, what happens is when you never see it, you know, you don't learn from it. You know what I'm saying? You don't learn from your mistakes.
Right.
So you make those mistakes and you don't have an answer. Teams that see it quite often, they learn from their mistakes, and they have an answer for the problems that they have. That's why it's so hard.
How were you as a player against it, Dale? How would you rate yourself in terms of your effectiveness when you saw that as a linebacker?
I played outside, so I felt like that I was coached well. I felt like I did my job pretty decent because I always studied the. As a player, I studied as much as I could to understand, my responsibility. So, that's hard to say. I'd have to go back and really look at the tape and that type of thing. That's quite a while.
You balled out. Make no mistake about it. Speaking of your playing days, one of the things we did, and I'm going to debut a show here shortly, on Tony Robinson's time at Tennessee. And we interviewed Tony for this. We spent a couple hours with him. I'm just wondering if you can reflect on what it was like to play football in the short window that you did with T. Rob and what you remember about him as a player.
Well, I'll say this right here. He was one of the greatest teammates. He was a great leader for us, and he was an incredible person to watch play. He'd motivate me to play better because he was just a great football player. And, one thing about it is that, no matter what was going on, you could count on him. He was going to be the guy that could lead you to, no matter how you were playing on defense, you had a chance to win. So I think that's, one of the biggest keys. He was just such a competitor. I can't even imagine what he would be like in today's offenses with being as well as he could run and throw the football with all the different things that they do now offensively. It would just be incredible.
He was tremendously ahead of his time, wasn't he? I mean, he comes along in a time
where it
should have been in the NFL, him and Randall Cunningham, yes?
No doubt. Yeah, just sometimes, things happen and it doesn't work out, but he was one of the top competitors I've ever met.
Dale, another show we did a program on was about the Alabama series, and I'm just wondering on the way out here if you could give me what it meant for you as a Tennessee kid to play in that Alabama series.
Well, I think number one thing, it was the it's probably for me, it was is what football was about. It's about going and playing your best and having somebody that you hate growing up, as a Tennessee fan, having an opportunity to go and seeing if you could be part of a team that, that could go beat them. Because that's what, that was everything. So for me, I look forward to playing in Alabama. That's what I grew up on. I dreamed about, making plays just like every kid. And I guess the biggest thing is just having the opportunity to live out your dream, what you wanted to do when you're a kid was just one of the most amazing things ever.
That interception, I think it's the first time I met you is when that poster was commissioned by that artist whose name has escaped me right now. But I was with Kenny McMillan down there in McMillan's, and you were down there signing those things. I don't even know if you remember that. That was like 20 or so years ago. Time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
But that interception against Bama, the tip interception that you made, that was a game Tony got hurt in. But that remains one of the indelible plays in the modern history of Tennessee football.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, that's a dream come true. Have the opportunity and just having the opportunity and then fulfilling your dream. There's nothing compares to anything you'll do in life. So, that's why we play sport, and that's why sports is such a great thing for kids growing up. There's so many memories that you'll be able to keep, and to me that's something I'll always remember and dear to my heart.
Coach, I really appreciate you. And Dale, we really, really would love to grab you when the season's over and really talk about your time at Tennessee in a podcast form and just get it kind of committed for the record, which is what we're trying to do here historically. But in the meantime, go make some history, man, Saturday.
Okay.
Down there at Georgia. Let's do this thing, man.
We plan on it. I appreciate it.
Thank
really
you, Coach.
Do. And it'll be on the ESPN, so you guys watch us.
You damn straight. You damn straight. Yeah. I'll pop me a big old bowl of popcorn. Gonna eat some
there
pizza while you're working. I'll be relaxing.
Well, enjoy it.
Thank you, brother.
All right, thank you.
And a hearty go Vols to him. And go Mountaineers as well. 865-200-5402. I got to ask you upon our continuance. You rooting for App State or you rooting for Georgia in that game? Are you rooting for Florida State or Alabama in their game? Are you rooting for, there's a whole series of them, Kentucky or Southern Miss? Are you rooting for the Maisie and the Blue? Are you rooting for Florida? Are you rooting for the honor of the SEC? It's worth a discussion, right? It's certainly worth discussing, I would think.